And we're back on this New Year's Eve day, 2020, last day of 2020, 18 coming up on 19 minutes past the hour. Glenn Coble, Scott Spears along with you here today, and a much more relaxed day, New Year's Eve, than Christmas Eve, that's for sure. But Glenn, here we are, the last day of 2020. How do you think people will look back on this day? That's one thing I heard yesterday from your program with Dr. Feynman. That's how he put it, in the same category as 1945 and 1968. Yeah, I think that's probably right.
Yeah, I think people will think of this as, well, you look on Facebook, how many people say, thank God it's over with.
But what are we going to say now? Because tomorrow's going to be just the same.
Yeah, yeah, and I think the first half of 2021 is going to be a pain.
You know, I said last night to a woman, I said, because she said something about, hopefully this will all be over soon. I said, well, I think about 9 months. I hope it's not that long.
Well, we all hope it's not that long, but I think there'll be residual problems all year long. I'm thinking about driving out to see my son in California in fall, and then my wife and I started talking about it, and she said, well, we may not be able to. You know, it may still be going on.
Well, I think it'll be September, just because I think they said a third of the people will be vaccinated by May.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah,
so if that's right, then you'll have summer. Now, summer will be tough because there'll still be a quarter that are not vaccinated, so there still will be cases. And summer's bad because I think things will, once you get a third of the people vaccinated, most everything's going to be open back up, I believe.
You know, one of the biggest problems with this whole thing is Facebook and social media, because you can turn on any social media and it'll tell you whatever some nitwits already told. You know, there is no, I've contacted my doctor on how will I know when they're going to invite me in to get a shot. He doesn't know. He's got a rough idea, but so even the experts don't know what's going on. We were told we were going to have, what, 20 million doses out by today, and there are only 2.5 million, something like that. So, it's kind of a mess.
But as we look back on the year, what will be the story? I mean, clearly 2001 was terrorism. It was... We're not so protected by being surrounded by water. That was a big story. And in the 40s, I think it was...
the war.
Yeah, well, we can be overtaken. It could happen. Thank goodness it didn't, but it could. Thank goodness it's over. And I think that 68 was... racial tensions are high.
No, 68 was big because I went to the... demonstration.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, that was the whole thing.
But what is the story? What's the story behind 2020? Because it was supposed to be a leap year. It was a presidential year.
It was a leap year.
Right, but nobody cared.
No,
it was
right.
It was a leap year. It was supposed to be a presidential year. It was supposed to be an Olympic year.
None of the above.
Yeah. Right, so what's the story?
Well, obviously the pandemic's the ultimate story of the year. But I think... I think politics has got to be way up there because of how unusual it has been this year, and especially because of the COVID, because it's kind of put a spotlight on our executive people by the poor handling of it and everything. So I think that's probably going to be... We're going to make Warren G. Harding look like one of the better presidents this year.
Well, I think what it'll be is, my feeling of 2020 was that nobody can get together on anything. And that's bad. Because, you know, I remember after...
You mean ideal-wise?
I mean pandemic-wise. I mean decision-wise. I mean, you go from state to state.
You were talking about social distancing. You're talking about...
I'm talking
facts.
About people can, well, you know, people got very personal this year, and friendships were ruined, and people threatened each other.
Isn't that
and
weird?
It's nasty.
Yeah,
and I think that's the story, because you know what, we always forget, and we will forget the pandemic. September 11th this year, 19 years later, you know, I'm talking with somebody, and I remember very well when September 11th happened. And boy, we will never forget this. And
in the time, did this year, yeah.
And in the time, you didn't. I mean, it was a huge thing.
Right.
Network news did not leave television for days,
right.
And we're pulling out rubble, and everybody's sending money, and they are praying in colleges and in schools, and it was unbelievable.
They're showing the picture of those people falling to their deaths.
And we're going to Afghanistan, and we're going to Iraq, and
yeah.
It was just, but you know what, 19 years later, it doesn't have that feeling. Nobody stops on 9/11 for a moment of silence. It just doesn't happen like it once did.
They tried to this
They
year.
Try.
Yeah. I did.
Right. And 20 years, the pandemic will be like that. It'll be a story of what happened. But I think the year itself will be, you know, we were nasty. We were nasty to each other. We could not come together. We couldn't agree. Borders, state borders, imaginary lines mattered. It's weird. It's weird how nasty we are to each other.
Do you believe, and I know I'm getting into my progressive life mode, but do you believe it had to do with our leadership and how divisive our leadership became?
Well,
or do you think the leadership became divisive because of what was going on outside?
I don't know, because statewide it was left up to the governors.
Yeah.
And the governors couldn't. I mean,
that's divisive in itself.
Well, but look at our state here. We have got a Republican governor, and we have got a Republican legislature, and the legislature tried to impeach the governor over this.
Well, some of the legislature did.
But they did. I mean, that is what happened in 2020. And they ran off our doctor, Dr. Acton. I mean, she's still under the bed somewhere, hiding.
Yeah, yeah. And put a muzzle on our national doctor, Dr. Faust.
And I think it did change Mike DeWine's opinion. You know, he didn't try to keep Dr. Acton around.
No.
He also opened it. He never shut everything down again. He didn't do that again.
Yeah, which is, in my opinion, a shame, because I think we needed to do that before
right.
we got into this time of holidays, where I know everybody wants to be with their grandma and grandpa, but you could kill them. So.
Yeah, but I think we could have done a lot better if we could have just talked and not name-called, but it got... I just have never seen so many friendships decimated.
Well, we stopped listening to our scientific experts.
Yeah, but it wasn't... People sometimes just want to be heard, and you're not going to change their mind no matter what you say.
Yeah.
So that's what you got
to
do sometimes. Right. But a lot of people do, and they want to have arguments, and the arguments led to the end of friendships, and it ended it with real... bad feeling, and it ended with unfortunateness. I mean, some were riots and some were protests. That's very divisive in society.
Yeah.
Certainly the pandemic has been very divisive state to state. Heavens knows the presidential election was divisive on both sides. It was an awful, awful draw your lines and have an opinion, and if you don't agree with me, too bad, year.
Yeah, and you're going to get somebody that's calling up right now and telling you to
and
shut
maybe
up.
Maybe they'll disagree. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I would like to know, Glenn Beck, is he still on the radio?
I believe so. I believe he's on I think he's on MRN in the morning, I think.
Well, I just have a question. Did he write books at one time?
Yeah, I think he's done a few books.
I missed out. Who is she talking
Glenn
about?
Glenn Beck.
Oh, okay. Glenn Beck.
Pardon me?
Yeah. Yeah, he's done some books.
Yeah, he has.
Is he there?
Glenn Beck? No, I'm Glenn Coble.
Okay. Anyway, does Glenn Beck come into the radio station occasionally?
No, he is, I don't know where he's out of. Arizona, maybe?
I don't know where he's out of.
Yeah,
no,
he's out of all state.
There was a Glenn there. I have one of his books, and I love autographed books, and I was going to have him sign it, but
I'll sign it, but I'm not that Glenn.
You know, I'm sure his address is somewhere. I bet if you call the radio station MRN, they would have some kind of connection to him.
Yeah, and
I have no idea where I ever got this from.
Yeah, yeah, I'd give them a buzz. I'm sure he'd sign it if you sent it to him.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye. Have a nice day. That's interesting.
Yeah. 740-383-9944.
I'm going to tell my wife, of all the people, other than Glenn Beck.
You're Glenn Beck.
Glenn Beck, yeah. That's
You've been confused with Glenn Beck. Well, I don't know. But that's how I look back on 2020. Yeah. Because, boy, there was just a lot of nastiness.
There was a lot of nastiness, and thank goodness that I think that will diminish as our new president comes in. Now, again, that's a very political statement, but I really believe that we're going to see a little bit of lessening of that concern. But it shocked me at how red-lined we became. You know, if you cross that line, I'm not on your team. And I don't think I ever canceled anybody on my Facebook page until this year.
That's what and like I say, hopefully the friendships may come back, but a lot of them went by the wayside.
Yeah, they did.
Because of this.
The ones I got rid of aren't coming back to my
Facebook. 1 minute. Ted, did you know President Warren G. Harding was from Marion, Ohio?
Yes, I did. I passed by his home on the way to the station today, but he wasn't home.
Well, Ted, he's been dead for quite some time.
That doesn't excuse bad manner. He could have left a bundt cake. They get better with age.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Three, two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I...
When every second counts... You can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
And we're back here on WWGH Radio. Glenn Coble, Scott Spears, end of 2020. What do you got, Glenn?
I was just asking you if you knew who Benjamin Koff was.
No, I don't. Who is he?
Well, he's one of the top 75 people that passed this year.
Oh,
and
really?
He was only, I think, 17. But the reason why he's noted is because his mom was Priscilla Presley.
Oh, so it was Elvis Presley's...
grandson, right?
I thought that they only had Lisa Marie. Was it Lisa Marie's son?
Maybe it's, yes, I'm sorry, yeah, Lisa yeah, Marie, yeah. Yeah.
So Elvis Presley's grandson.
And the brother of Riley Koff, who I don't know, but he died he was 27, not 17, okay. There are a lot of people on this list, and I think this is put out by people of the top 75 people that passed this year. Have you interviewed people that have passed this year?
Sure, sure. And you know, the three that come to mind, Wilford Brimley.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I had Wilford on several times. Wilford Brimley was he was a pitch man for Quaker Oats for many years. He was a movie star. He was in Cocoon, and
he made eating trees famous.
Yeah, well, and he did the diabetes commercials.
Oh, yeah,
that were so popular for so many years, and he also was on a lot of television series. But he was an interesting interview because he had been Howard Hughes's bodyguard.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he had been Howard Hughes's bodyguard. He did a lot of interesting things early in his life before he became an actor. He didn't become an actor till late in life. But when you interviewed him, you know, you would ask him a question like that: "What was it like to be Howard Hughes's bodyguard?" And he'd go, "He was a different man, and that's all I have to say about that."
Oh,
that was it. He was a little gruff. But, you know, you would get to the end of the interview, and he was like, "Well, I enjoyed the interview, and we'll do that again." So I liked him. Nice man. He recorded "'Twas the Night Before Christmas" for us
one year. Yeah.
So I appreciate what he did. He died. Very, very unique actor, I think. Also,
not all of the people that died this year were older people like he was. What was he in his...
I think his 80s.
80s, yeah.
Yeah, James Randi died, who was constantly on... I mean, he was on Johnny Carson and Larry King and those type of shows, always trying to prove the psychics wrong. He was the big, you know... I think for a long time he had the million-dollar
prize at his institute that if you could prove that you really had psychic ability, he would give you $1 million.
Pretty cool. Now, did Kreskin prove anything by this year's?
I don't know if they ever... I don't think Kreskin considers himself a psychic.
Okay.
So there's that. And that, so he died. James Randi died. But James Randi was a very complex guy because he spent his whole life, you know, trying to prove these psychics wrong. And in the end, he'd had some secrets himself, that he was gay, that he had kept that a secret for a long time because he was afraid it would ruin his career.
It might have back
and,
then.
And yeah. he was hiding. I think his mate was an illegal immigrant, and he was hiding him out.
Oh my!
So you know, that's interesting. Huh. I remember I asked him about that. He didn't much care for that.
But he's not a kitchen table name. He's not a name that a lot of people knew.
No, you would have to have been into that.
I watched Johnny Carson a lot, so I knew the name, but I couldn't remember why I knew the name.
Well, the other one who died this year that comes to my mind off the top of my head was Barry Farber, who started conservative talk radio. Okay. He was before Rush Limbaugh or any of these guys, Glenn Beck or Sean Hannity. And he used to come on, and he had me on his show, and I liked him. But he had a way of talking. He was very homespun, and he would say things like, you know, I set my opinions out on the porch where the goats can come out. And
I love that.
Yeah, he said that's he had a very southern drawl, and he just spoke that way. Jim Fowler died this year. Jim Fowler was a great guy, a zoologist.
Yeah.
And he would come on anytime I had a question. I remember when he came on, you remember when the alligator ate the kid at Disneyland or Disney World?
Yeah.
But he came on and explained why. He could give you a real explanation as to why something happened.
Well, the alligator was hungry.
Well, but it was a really interesting...
Kid got in that
trouble.
Yeah,
why would they have it set up that way?
Yeah.
Why would it was interesting. So Jim Fowler, very good guy, and also
he was on one of the animal shows all the time, and I can't remember.
Wild Kingdom.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I believe Doug Adair died this year, who I thought was such a.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, okay. I think on a local level. He was the best anchor man I've ever seen.
Yeah.
In any local media outlet. Started in Cleveland, went to Columbus. Just a very sharp guy.
Yeah, I remember him in Columbus. I didn't remember him in Cleveland.
He was good. I never heard him stumble. He was just sharp.
Much like you. I've never heard you stumble.
And right? I like him. I liked him. He was a nice man. In person, he was a good guy. Good interview. Good guy.
One of the people that died this year that I used to love to watch, and they were on television probably two or three times a year with the Harlem Globetrotters, Curly Neal passed away.
Oh, did he?
Year. Yeah. And he was great fun to watch. Back then, I used to love to watch the Harlem Globetrotters, but I've kind of lost interest in watching them. I don't know if it's because I got older and...
I don't think people know who they are anymore. They were used to be a big novelty.
Well, they would go to high school gyms all over the country.
Yeah, but what was the deal behind them? I mean, was it a show?
Yes, it was a show.
So it was phony.
Well, they had the skills that you saw.
So why couldn't they play?
I don't know. That's a really good question.
Well, I never understood that. Because they were so good, and they did all these tricks, and
but they did tricks. Maybe they weren't good at learning basketball. Basketball is different than tricks.
That's what I'm saying. Was it an illusion?
Yeah, I think probably it was an illusion. Curly Neal could dribble two balls at once, maybe three balls at once. He could dribble around his back 1,000 times a minute. You know, I mean, he could do all sorts of stuff with the ball. He was really good with the ball. He was, I believe, really good shooting. But some of them, you never saw him shoot. And I often wondered, were they bad at it?
I'm saying, but is that the show?
Yeah, I think it is. And they like making fun of different people and different, you know, their own stars.
Oh, well, this is right. I okay. This, yeah, Don Wells recently passed away. Okay. Yesterday. I think yesterday.
Dawn Wells. You'll have
She was a Marianne on Gilligan's Island.
Oh, that's right. She did. Yeah.
I believe died of COVID.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. She did.
82, I believe.
Yeah. She was a really pretty lady and kind of fun to watch on that show. Do you ever watch Gilligan's Island?
Yeah, yeah, it's not a bad show. I'll take Charlie Pride. Died
yes,
this
he
year.
Did.
What
yeah.
a legend he was.
He, Kenny Rogers
Kenny
died.
Kenny Rogers died.
Yeah,
Kirk Douglas died.
Yeah. Kenny Rogers, one of my, one of the guys that sang in my folk trio, recorded him. And so I have kind of a third-hand relationship with him.
Olivia de Havilland. Last
she
actress
died
from
this
Going with the Wind, 104 or something
oh
like
my
that,
goodness.
Died.
Orson Bean died.
Orson
year.
Bean was on my show all the time.
Oh, was
How
he?
How did I forget Orson
oh,
Bean?
Oh, my. Yes, he passed
yes,
away.
Yes, Orson Bean.
I loved his voice and his style.
He came on and would sing the Baloney song. I don't know how many times Orson was on. How did I forget Orson Bean? And died horribly back in February. He was hit by a car.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yes, awful. Terrible.
You already talked about Kirk Douglas, but now yeah. Kirk... it was sad to watch his last few years because he really struggled. He wanted to be in the public eye, but he didn't do a very good job, I don't think.
Well, he's old.
And his disease had run him down. I will continue to look here, and I'm sure
we'll... Gosh, how did I forget about Orson Bean? Orson Bean. Orson, but if you go back and listen to some of those interviews, like I say, he was probably on four or five times. Hugh Downs died. Hugh Downs was on with me a ton.
I didn't know Hugh Downs died.
99. How'd I forget that?
Wow.
Yeah, so there were a few who've been on with me quite a bit.
On this top 75...
You forget the regulars.
Yeah. On this top 75, probably... A third of them I've never heard of. Half of them I'm really not sure if I know the name. But Buck Henry he passed away, and he was he was a screenwriter. He was an actor as well.
You know the thing about Hugh Downs? I want to because
yeah,
was,
tell
he
me
was,
about
he,
you.
He was really on a lot. Hugh Downs was on a lot, and I was always so fascinated by that because Hugh Downs, you could not have a bigger network news star. He was on the Today Show.
He was
on 2020. He was as big as they get. Hosted Concentration. Was Jack Parr's sidekick on the Tonight Show. Just could not get any bigger. But he was always so gracious to me. I bet Hugh Downs was on 75 times. And he, if there was a news story, I said, "You, can you come on?" And he would analyze it. And he was sharp.
Wow.
And he was great. But he would also, he never took himself seriously. He would record Halloween poems. I loved Hugh Downs, and he was a great guy. And he was with us a lot during the election of 2016. And he would come on and really analyze that. And I really enjoyed that. But when I was at MRN, he was coming on in those days.
Here's a name that most of you, if you're big sports fans, like my wife, I never include myself as a big sports fan, Don Larson, who was a pitcher for the New York Yankees. And he was a big, big name when I was a kid. He was one of those names that you really wanted to get his autograph. I mean, he was one of those. And... he died on January 1st of this year. He was 90, and he was a pitcher, I believe. And, yeah, anyway, Don Larson is a name that most of us old-timers will remember from sports. All right. And a lot of these are surprisingly young people that died this year. When I looked it up this morning, I got up early so I could bring a list in for you and I to go over. There are thousands of relatively famous people that died this year. And I'm not sure whether there are more this year just because of COVID there are more this year. Just maybe it's not more. Maybe it's what normally goes every year. But okay, here's a guy, David Olney. Do you know who David Olney is?
No.
He's a folk singer, and I only know it because he was a folk singer. But I keep wondering if he's related to the person who's. We have a street named Olney, so and it may.
Well,
be,
it depends on how you pronounce it.
And it,
Olney.
Yeah.
Or Olney. Some people say Olney.
And I think there are different spellings of it, and I'm not quite sure whether they're the same. Pop Smoke. I've never heard of Pop Smoke, but apparently he was a rapper, and he's in the, almost in the top 50. But all right, I'm running down all.
Who are the top 10?
Okay, let's go to the top 10. That they're now. Oh no, I can't go to the top 10 because that's not the way they're listed. They're listed by date.
Oh, by date.
Yeah, yeah. James Lipton.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah,
I remember him.
He was one of those famous smarty pants. He knew a lot of stuff. Phyllis George died this year.
The sportswoman.
Yeah.
So what was it, CBS This Afternoon or whatever that program was?
Yeah, she was also only minorly important. She was also Miss America in 1971.
Yeah, that's the job.
Huh?
That's how she got that job.
Yeah, sure it was. Yeah, there have been a lot of Miss Americas that have gotten pretty good jobs. Fred Willard.
Fred Willard. Yeah,
I'm surprised you didn't have him on.
You know, I honestly he did a lot of things, but I never had him on.
B. Smith. She was a model and actress. Let me see if I can find some.
We're
really
gonna take a minute break.
Okay,
take a minute break, and we'll come back and continue the Death Pool here on WWZH Radio. Stay tuned.
From NBC News, this is Today with Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira.
Wow, that was a special morning doing the opening for the Today Show in 2011.
Yes, but you know what? There was a downside.
What was that?
Having to share a dressing room with Willard Scott. Smucker jars everywhere.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
And this year, we also were back here, had the passing of Diana Rigg from The Avengers and Sean Connery, 007.
Yeah. 007, and he is... In my mind, he is the ultimate 007.
Well, I don't know.
I know. There's a lot of...
He wasn't the first. The first
yes, Roger, he was.
I thought Roger Moore was the first.
No. Roger
Kane. Roger Moore.
I would guess second.
Really? Didn't he die recently, the last couple of years?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Jerry Stiller died.
Jerry Stiller. There's a funny guy.
Did you not have him
on? I never interviewed Jerry
now,
Stiller.
I would have assumed that you would have had him on, because he's kind of that ilk... old friendly guys.
Funny guy.
Yeah, funny guy. Now,
this
one everybody knows. Ruth Ginsburg.
Yeah, and a lot of political people.
And everybody knew about her because of the changeover. It made a big difference because we named a new, what are they called?
Justice.
Yeah. Okay, now I've lost the page I was on, so. Where am I?
John Lewis died.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, that was a big one.
Now, my dad marched with him in that parade between Selma and Montgomery. Now, Dad was, like I said yesterday, he was at the back of the crowd. So, anyway, boy, I've lost my page. I don't know where to go. Oh, me. We were talking about the gentleman that was... he was Black Panther. What was his name?
Yeah, but you know he's in 42 as Jackie Robinson, and boy, that's where I'll always remember him.
42. Yes, very good.
Tremendous movie, tremendous actor.
Yeah,
with Chadwick Boseman or something like that. Wasn't that his name?
Something like that. I'm trying to find it on here, but I'm not. I'm not finding it. I'm sorry. Anyway. So many names that I've never heard of that they think are celebs. I'm not getting it. Do you know who Tony Rice is? He apparently was a bluegrass guitarist. I had never heard of him, but he's way up on their list. Anyway, I'll keep on thumbing this.
Do you see a name that you know that pops up there?
I have not seen one recently. They're putting Ann Rinkin. She was a Tony Award winner, actress. Yeah, you mentioned Charlie Pride.
Charlie Pride.
That's kind of interesting. Charlie Pride always, when he came on, always his voice always surprised me. You never think of an African American being a country singer.
Yeah, but you know, he did not see himself. He did not like being associated as that. He just wanted to be known as a good singer.
And he was. Yeah. He really was good. Did you ever watch Mad Max?
Oh, yeah. Good movie.
Yeah. Hugh Keyes Byrne was the evil thing with the pipe sticking out of the side of his mouth and big, huge teeth. He passed away this year. He should have passed away during that movie.
Oh,
I think he did.
Regis Philbin died this year.
Oh, that's right. He did. Right. There are a lot of people on here that are folk singers. So and this is Entertainment Tonight that I'm looking through now that I lost the other thing. And a lot, I'm not a big entertainment type fan, but I did remember, and you will remember, and it wouldn't surprise me if you told me you interviewed this person, Alex Trebek.
Alex Trebek, you know, I never interviewed him, but that became, I'm surprised at the emotional attachment.
Yeah,
I had
too.
To Alex Trebek.
Yeah. Yeah, there, I'm rolling now, and I just went past Sean Connery, and I was just making sure that, he was the first star to play James Bond,
007.
I remember where I saw that movie. I saw it in Indianapolis. I was going to Butler University at the time, and I was probably playing hooky from class, and I went and saw that.
Yeah, the Alex Trebek thing was kind of shocking to me. I mean, there were magazines put out with his picture all about Alex Trebek. But, you know, when you're in everybody's home for 30-plus years every night, people get attached.
Yeah. Now, and he started to show it later, but he never vocally showed it. He always was Alex Trebek. You could tell he was getting worn a bit. Here's a name for all of us old folks. You probably don't know this name. Marge Champion.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't she like a 101 this year?
Let's see. She died on the 21st of October at age 101.
Oh, I was right on it.
Yeah. Right.
Well,
on.
Marge Champion, I think people remember because I think Snow White was.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Was made in her likeness.
She was an actor and a terrific dancer. Yeah, yeah. My wife, if Marge Champion is on a black and white show that I have on TV, which I don't do very often, my wife will sit down and watch that. My wife, by the way, was a dancer and went to Indiana University and really wanted to major in dance, but ended up majoring in social work. Sorry about that.
Marge Champion was a very well-known person.
Rhonda Fleming.
Do you Rhonda remember Fleming. Rhonda no, Fleming? No, I don't know Rhonda Fleming.
Okay, she's just a film star, so we won't go in there. A lot of these people they say are film stars. I've never heard of. She's one of those. You know this one, Tom Kennedy.
Oh,
he
yeah.
passed away this year. He was a game show host, and I'm trying to remember what game show he's famous for. Name That Tune.
Oh, was he on Name That
yeah.
Tune?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Eddie Van Halen died this year.
That was a big deal for people.
That was
cancer.
It was a huge deal for rockers because Eddie Van Halen was just absolutely a phenomenal guitarist. There are a lot of phenomenal guitarists. And everybody always has their pick. You know, if you go into any site where they're playing music and say Eddie Van Halen was the best guitarist in the nation, there will be 5,000 people that say, no, he wasn't, it was, and they'll give you the name of somebody else. So, oh, you know, one of the things I was thinking about when last night when I was trying to think of famous names of people, and they kind of moshed up with what we do in the Times Square. I'll tell you this story after you answer the phone.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
I forgot to tell you earlier, at midnight tonight, have your pork, your kraut, your tater, so when you're on at midnight, you have your New Year's, and everything ready, and all the resolutions.
Hey, Bob, now how much is left in the bottle right now? How much is left in that bottle?
Only about half.
About half?
Yeah, right.
Now, is this...
But anyway, it's been our tradition, you eat your pork, your grout, and taters at midnight.
Okay, Bob.
We're going to do it at midnight.
I'll look into that, Bob. Thank you.
Right.
Yeah.
Happy New Year, Bob. Happy New Year. All right.
And once again, week number two, Bob is drunk.
Mac,
he doesn't mind, though.
No, he doesn't mind.
Bob was drunk on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
Just stay home, Bob.
Poor Bob. Mac
Poor
Davis.
Poor Bob. Bob's having a good time.
Mac Davis died this year.
Mac Davis.
Yes.
Yes.
Did you ever have him on?
No, but I remember him as a country singer, correct?
Okay. Tell me, what was your face? Well, you're too young maybe, but your favorite Mouseketeer?
Oh, Mouseketeer. Well,
probably. Mine was Annette.
So. Well, yeah, but everybody says that. Everybody says Annette Funny Jello.
Yeah.
I think it wasn't... who was the guy?
Fred?
No.
Oh,
can you sing the song?
No. Yes, I can sing that song.
Well, sing that song.
No.
A lot of people haven't heard this. It'd be entertaining. You know, that's not a song you sing. You just talk it. Talk it.
I'm not sure I remember how it goes. I don't remember how it
starts. Can anybody sing the Mickey Mouse, the Mickey Mouse Club theme, wasn't it?
Who's the leader of the band that's made for you and me? MICKEYMOUSE. Well, Bonnie Lou Kern, Bonnie on the Mouseketeers, passed away this year.
Has anybody told her family?
I hope so.
Hope so.
Yeah. She was 79, so she wasn't that much older than I am.
No.
So a lot of those kids were roughly my age. The famous women's libber, Helen Reddy, passed away this year.
Helen Reddy, singer.
Yes, she was a singer, but she sang I Am Woman.
Well, she did. But wasn't she more of a singer?
Oh, absolutely more of a singer than
She wasn't like, not Gloria Steinem, but the other one. She's dead. Who was the other
Gloria
big...
Gloria Steinem's not dead.
No, Gloria Steinem's not dead. Yeah. But the other one is. Who was the big famous women's lib person, and she was 70s and 80s. What was her name?
I'm drawing a blank, but I think I know who you mean.
Yeah, there's only two big.
Yeah.
And one was Gloria Steinem, and the other was this woman. She's dead now, though.
Okay. I'm going to pass on that.
She's went on to her reward. Who's the other famous women's lib? What was her name? She's mentioned all the time. When they say Gloria Steinem, they mention her name.
Oh,
she's got
a
kind of a peculiar name.
I cannot remember.
If anybody knows, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944.
Sylvester Stallone's mother passed away this year. I'm not sure that that's terribly important. I mean, it's important to that family, but... okay. I'm trying to find some that you would know. And I'm not finding very good. Diana Rigg, we went down that. Yeah.
Is there anybody left from Gilligan's Island now? Bacchus is dead. Mrs. Howell's dead. The skipper's dead. Gilligan's dead. the professor's dead.
I have a great friend who was on Gilligan's Island who is not dead.
Who's that?
Dave Ruprecht. He was the son. He ends up being, he was in the later episodes. He was the son of the professor, or son of...
How'd he get on the island?
I don't remember how they did that, but...
But of the original regular, is it just Ginger now? Is Ginger Tina Lee? She's still alive, isn't she?
I don't know.
And she's the only one. If Don Wells is dead.
I'm trying to remember who all the people were. There was, well...
The Skipper, he's dead. And Gilligan, he's dead. And
is he dead? Yeah, I didn't realize Gilligan.
Well, he died before the professor. Professor's okay. Dead.
Yeah.
Mr. and Mrs. Howell are dead. So I think it's just Ginger left now.
I would like to know how Dave Ruprecht got on that show.
Go ahead, caller.
Were you thinking of Betty Friedan?
Betty Friedan.
Well, I was thinking of Bella Abzug.
Oh, Bella Abzug. Yes.
Yeah, they both had faces for radio.
Yes, you're right there.
Now, is Tina Louise the last? Is she still alive?
Oh, I don't know.
Because she'd be the last one from Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, she would.
Don Wells is gone.
Yeah, shoot, I don't know. I have to have somebody look it up. Also, if Glenn would take down his Trump flag, he wouldn't. I mean, would quit.
Glenn had a Trump flag up.
I do not have a Trump flag up.
Oh, well, that's news. Well,
I was trying to figure out why you needed to take your flag down every night.
Oh, because I'm afraid somebody will steal it. and it's a Biden flag, by the way.
I was going to say that would have been the other option.
That's the other one. Bella Abzug will be there. Thanks, bye bye. Bella Abzug, I think, is the one. But Betty Friedan, I remember her.
Yeah. Well. He asked an interesting question about what, and I've been asked that question several times. Two questions.
Why are you still flying that flag?
That's one of the questions. Why are you still flying the flag? And the other one is, why do you take it down every night? I take it down every night because I really think people will steal it or burn it or trash it or something. And I'm still flying it because... And I'm going to fly it until Inauguration Day. I'm still flying it because there are still a lot of Trump signs around my neighborhood. So I figure I will stand up for my man.
No, listen, those signs are going to be there for years.
I think you're right.
They're not going anywhere. They're part of the landscape now.
I think you're right.
But Tina Louise is still alive, right? We hope.
I think so.
God bless her heart.
Yeah.
She's the last one on Gilligan's Island.
Yeah. Yeah, I just found, by the way, Chadwick Boseman.
Chadwick Boseman, there you go.
He was, what, 41? 43.
Sad.
Wow. And kept it quiet.
Did.
Nobody knew that he was passing. Well, no. I'm sure people did, but it wasn't in public.
Yeah. We're going to break. A whole another hour coming up. Stay tuned.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address... 2842 Marion Waldo Road, number 742254495, webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and